tell me how it was laid out. Did you, to kind of give me a word picture of the of the of the arrangement of the rooms.
Well, as you'd walk in the front door, there was a family room right to the right, a stairway right in front of you. And then as you'd walk in down the hallway, instead of going up the stairs, you'd pass the living room. And then I think going straight on, you'd be in the kitchen, and to the right there was a bathroom, which was something that was quite strange for a house built in those days. I think it was one of the first houses in that part of the valley that ever had a bathroom.
All right.
Uh-huh. Because that was because houses at that time were taxed according to rooms, and so this house was quite strange in that it had closets and all that sort of thing. It was built by a man who thought himself a gentleman farmer, so he was willing to pay the taxes for such niceties.
Was it one story?
No, it's two. Upstairs there were four or five bedrooms.
How about above is there any space above the second floor rooms?
I'm not sure if there was an attic or not. There was a large storage area, but I don't know if it was actually an attic.
Was there a room a room in that house or the house you live in now that it was just used to put things that you weren't using?
No.
Would you have a name for a room like that?
Would attic do for that?
Well, it would do, but I'm thinking of something more like you would never call it. You would use the term like plunder room or junk room or store room. Any of those sound familiar?
Storage room. We've had storage room in the other house, but those are down in the basement.
I see. Okay, what was the basement like?
That house didn't have a basement, but the house we live in now has several rooms, a work room for my father's sort of things, and then my mother had a sewing room. Then we had a storage room for all sorts of food.
Did you do houses in, maybe you don't need them in Salt Lake City, but basements that are built especially to protect you against the winds?
Oh, cellars?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. They have cellars for storing potatoes and apples and that sort of thing.
Are they called?
But we don't have storm cellars, no.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. And then, would you call a cellar like that an apple cellar or a potato cellar? And that would always be called that, or is it just whichever crop happens to be in there?
I think so. I think that's what they would term it.
All right. And on the upper part of the house, the rain hits.
Oh, the roof?
Yeah, and then the water goes into the...
The gutters.
Okay. And how about on the... Was that a frame house?
No, it was brick.
Okay. What do you call the stuff on this, if you have a frame house, the things you might put on this, on the outside?
What, the boards?
Yeah.
Clapboards.
That's fine. All right. And then you mentioned doors. What do you have about the other things that you?
I'm not really sure about that term.
Yeah.
I mean, I've read that, but I'm not sure if that's...
How about just siding?
Siding.
Right?
Although, there are very few houses in Utah that are not brick.
Uh-huh.
Because, I don't know why. The winters are
weather,
too cold or something.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, how was that house heated originally?
I think it was by coal.
All right.
Then
did you have a fireplace?
That house had two or three fireplaces.
Let's talk about one of them, any one of them. What do you call that thing, the thing across the top of it?
The mantle.
Yeah. And the smoke goes up the...
Chimney.
And the part out in front, where you put your boots to dry them off.
Let's see, I can't remember putting my boots there, so we see. I guess they call that I should know, shouldn't I? But
I
don't.
Maybe you don't use the word.
The tile portion out front?
Yeah, the cricket on the...
The hearth, is that what they call it?
Yeah, did you know that's not a word you use?
It's a word that I guess that's a word that people in Utah would use, but
That's okay.